Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These guys straight swing this back this month enough for our guitar there. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Author Anna Murray is here, author of The Complete Software Project Manager and her new novel, Greedy Heart. Anna is one of the top cybersecurity experts on the planet. Her company is called eMedia, eMedia.com. Anna, I want you to be specific. You were telling us about this most recent hack that's been revealed by Russia. Be specific and tell us how they got in and what they got.
Well, I'll give you one, what we call vector, fancy word. There are layers of software and utilities that run our world. So there is a product called SolarWinds, and SolarWinds is a piece of software, but it doesn't run on your computer. It runs on network utilities, the little boxes that where mm-hmm. you hook in the Ethernet cables or the Wi-Fi thing, and that guide network traffic and that provide network security to the different endpoints. The Russians know that you don't attack a server at the Pentagon. What's better is to attack a piece of software that no one has heard of mm-hmm. that might run on a router that hooks up to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
So they compromised this piece of software called SolarWinds by hacking it, probably by infiltrating the third-party developers that worked for SolarWinds in the Czech Republic, a company called JetBrains.
Oh, you're saying,
all this vocabulary we're going to use in a sci-fi movie someday.
You're saying it was an inside job?
Maybe. You know, yeah. Who knows? Mm-hmm. We think that JetBrains, the company that helped develop SolarWinds, maybe one of their computers was compromised, but they're in the Czech Republic.
Mm-hmm.
And SolarWinds is now broadly used piece of software. So the Russians have looked at not only the most sensitive secrets in the government, but they have looked at the Microsoft source code. I'm running Windows on my machine right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the hack was from a side vector, and it was intelligent, and it was extensive. Perhaps through human intelligence, perhaps somebody was paid off. Who knows? It doesn't matter. You know that if
how deep did they get?
Piece of
in the government.
The truth is right now they're still figuring out.
We still don't know.
But it looks like the worst case scenario is for sure possible.
Worst case meaning they went where they wanted to go and got what they wanted to get.
Yes, and if you were Russia, what would you want to get? I mean, do they have, for example? I mean, people are questioning whether they have the nuclear source codes.
Yeah.
For example.
Wow.
You know,
This is news. You're talking about news that you're still not hearing people report on television, are you?
No. And you know why? Because it's hard. And in America, we don't like math. And math is hard. Computers are hard. You know, it is much, much easier. I mean, what I just said, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's early in the morning. Maybe your listeners are some of them are like,
my folks get it.
You know, that's
no,
a
my
snoozer.
Folks get it because for 20 years I've been warning them that they could become the solar winds, that their connection to bigger customers, they're the target. You and I've talked about this. They're the target. You and Chris, your husband, and I've talked about this. Small businesses are the target to get into us, to get us to upload whatever they put into us up to our next biggest customer, 3-4 customers removed from their ultimate target, which could be the government. They could have come through one of us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the hack of Target, the years ago, but the famous hack of Target, came through the air conditioning equipment.
Right.
Because everything's got a computer on it.
Why isn't
there... Your microwave has a computer chip.
Why doesn't the federal government have firewalls? I mean, I've got 3 or 4 different firewalls on my computer that tells me if something bad is about to happen.
They do, but SolarWinds or similar is running on the firewall.
Oh, my.
That's the problem.
Yeah. But, I mean,
you
still, I mean, these are,
you
got to know they've got smart people up there. What? I mean, is this incompetence? Is it ignorance? Is it complicity? What is it? Where does it fall?
I don't honestly think it's complicity. I think it's incompetence and ignorance. And also, you know, before we start looking at the people who are running the federal government, let's look at our own darn selves. Because when you work in cybersecurity, you know, people always say, oh, my goodness, cybersecurity, you must be getting rich. You know, if talking your head off and being ignored is getting rich, then yeah. You know, it's like seatbelts and smoking in 1979. Mm-hmm. People were dying, just nobody cared.
Yeah.
Well, and
folks,
then
this
we
is,
started to
this
care.
This is something we can't fix. This is what people need to understand. And this is something I keep trying to get across, Anna. You're not the enemy. I'm not the enemy. We need to quit fighting each other and realize that there are real enemies outside of our country that we need to be focusing our energy on, not against each other on some stupid social media platform. We're going to come right back after the break. eMedia.com, is that right, Anna?
eMediaWeb.com.
eMediaWeb.com. So check that out, folks. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.